Their landlord was sending them signals.
He would shut her power off.
He started going ka-ching with the lights. That was a gentle reminder that you hadn't paid your rent. Ka-dong.
Now they're between a rock and a hard place.
He refused to take payment from us.
This man refused to take your money?
They put $50 out on top of my cart with a rock on top of it. And I got mad and I told them, come get their money, I don't want it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Justin Evert and his girlfriend, Melissa Mahoney, are suing their former landlord, Jeffrey Sunstaken, for stolen belongings, hotel bills, and harassment.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 14 on the calendar in the matter of Maloney Evert versus Sunstaken.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Your last name is?
Evert.
And are you related to each other?
Oh, ma'am.
Your boyfriend? Girlfriend? You live together. How long have you lived together?
About 2 years.
The two of you rented is it a room or a house? It's part of his house.
Yep. It's like an upper studio loft of his home.
And you rented it from him when?
The end of January. It was actually January 20th of 2018.
Where did you find the ad for the house?
It was on Craigslist.
Where had you lived before?
Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
How long did you live there?
Like 17 months.
Why did you move from there?
The house was sold.
When you lived there, who did you rent from?
We were actually in the process of buying it from my cousin, but we ended up not filling that agreement, and he sold it to his brother's girlfriend.
Did you pay him rent?
Yeah. We were in the process of buying it.
Oh, that's not what I asked you.
Yeah,
did you pay him rent?
We were not paying rent, no.
You were not paying him rent?
Not for that. We were paying...
Don't knock him. I asked you, it was a very simple question. You lived in this house for 17 months.
Yes. It was a mobile home, and we were paying lot rent.
So you were not paying for the use of the mobile home, but you were paying for the lot?
Yes.
So we sold the mobile home?
Yes.
Just the mobile home?
Yes.
Where'd you live before that?
At my family's home in Vegas.
Not together?
No.
So the first place that you lived together was at a place that was a mobile home that was owned by a relative of yours, and you did not pay that relative rent, but you paid the lot rent.
Yes, ma'am.
Which was how much?
$200 a month.
And when you rented this room from the defendant, how much was the rent starting January 20th?
It was supposed to be $500 a month.
What do you mean it was supposed to be $500 a month? How much was the rent?
$500 a month.
When you moved in on January 20th, how much money did you give him?
$180.
Was that for the end of January?
Yes.
For the last bit of January. So you gave him $180 for January. When did you move out of his premises?
May 1st.
On February 1st, did you give the defendant his $500?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd go along with that, yeah.
On March 1st, did you give the defendant his rent?
No, ma'am.
On April 1st, did you give the defendant his rent?
No, ma'am.
And on May 1st, you moved out?
Yes, ma'am.
So in total, you were there for part of January, February, March, and April, and you paid him a total of $680.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a second. Mr. Sunstaken, did they give you $180 a month for the month of January?
No, they gave me on January 20th, we sat down, we made a deal. They gave me $500 at that time or just after that for the month of February.
Did they give you any money for January?
No, I was supposed to get $100 and never did. But
so when they moved in January 20th, they gave you $500?
20th or 25th, yeah. Before they moved in, before the 1st of February, they gave you
$500. Before the 1st of February, they gave you $500.
Yeah.
And that's all the money that you
right,
got from
yeah.
them. So they lived January free. Though January
they weren't there 20th. In January.
Not at all?
We made a deal on the 20th, and they were still back between the places. So they kind of like 25th or 28th, they started.
Okay, but they were there for part of January. They didn't pay
they
you
made
for
a deal, but they weren't there.
Okay, so they paid you for February.
Right.
But not for March.
Right.
And not for April.
Right.
And they moved out in May.
Yeah.
Did you evict them in May? Were you evicted?
No.
You left?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well,
Well, why don't you tell me that you didn't pay rent in March?
Well, see, he would shut our power off. It's like in Minnesota, where we're from.
Just a second. On what date, Mr. Everett, did the defendant, listening ears, on what date did Mr. Sathengan,
hold on.
Mr. S, On what day did Mr. S, you think I'm going to struggle with this? I'm 75 years old. On what day did he start shutting off your power?
Could I say?
Yes.
It was actually like around March 5th is when the problem started.
Just a second. On March, pay attention.
Sorry.
She's just answered my question, Mr. Everett. Ms. Maloney has said on March 5th, he started to shut your power on and off. That was a gentle reminder that you hadn't paid your rent. Did you say, zap, it's past the first of the month. I guess I didn't pay my light bill because the lights are going off. Ta-dung. Do you know what I mean? Did that alert you to the fact that you hadn't paid March's rent?
Yes, it did.
Okay. So did you, just a second, did you pay March's rent then?
On March 8th, we gave him partial payment.
Just a second. So on March 8th, I'm just finding out who I'm dealing with here.
Yeah.
So on March 3rd or 4th or 5th, he started going ka-ching with the lights. March 8th, your rent is now a week of $500, is a week overdue. How much did you give him?
$250.
And why?
Why? Because that's all I could afford at the time.
Then don't live in his house.
Okay.
Then don't live in his house.
And after that, on March 13th, he refused to take payment from us.
He refused to take? This man, Mr. S, refused to take your money?
And we have voicemails.
We have voicemails proving that.
Oh.
Would you like to hear it?
Just a second. On what date did you offer him money, the rest of March's rent, and did he say to you, I don't want your rent? Put your hand down. I'm going to get Mr. S, I'm going to let you speak. I promise you.
March 13th.
Okay. So March 13th, what date did you say you gave him $250?
March 8th.
Did they give you $250 on March 8th?
I'll go along with that they did, but I don't know the date. Yeah, we did, but they sold me that $100 for January, so I didn't even think about that. So
just a second.
They're right.
Well, just say they gave you $250 on March 8th. Did they try to give you more money on March 13th?
They put $50 out on top of my car. They left a text message on my telephone and said there's money on the car. They put a $50 out in my car out there with a rock on top of it. And I got mad and I just said no. And I told them, come get their money. I don't want it. So I said, I didn't want their
$50. Just a second. Is he telling me accurately that you put $50 under a rock on his car and
he would not answer his door.
He was inside of his home. He could see us and he just refused.
Let me explain something to you. Rent is due the first of the month. Not dribs and drabs. Not $250, not $50. He's not related to you. Maybe your cousin was related to you that you didn't pay rent to for the 17 months that you lived on his property. But this man isn't related to you. You had a deal. Your deal was you would move into his premises and you would pay him $500 a month on the first of the month. You didn't. Now, so
if I may,
just a second. You have a whole bunch of papers there. So now he may be a little off the wall. Money owed for items taken without permission. Okay. Then you want your hotel bills paid because you had to go to a hotel. On what date did you go to a hotel?
On March 13th.
So you stayed at a hotel on March 13th. Until when?
We actually stayed on and off through the month of March and also through the month of April because he would take the only heat source out of our home. He turned the water off,
did
the lights off.
Did you pay him rent?
He wouldn't take our money.
Listen. I don't want to listen to it. He just told me. He told you, take your money. I don't want it. I'm not taking $50 here and $20 there so that you can stay there. You're two squatters living on his property. Let's get to what you claim he took of yours without your permission.
Well, he went into our home.
What did he take of yours without permission?
There was an air conditioning unit in our place that was taken without our permission.
Just a second. Was it your air conditioning unit?
No, it actually...
Just a second. All I want to know is what items of yours do you allege that he took without permission?
It's the fact that he came into our place.
I don't care. Next. I don't care. Next. Money owed for items taken without permission. So he didn't take any of your items...
He can't come into a person's place without permission.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You said you moved out, and you're at your parents' house now, right? That's what you say. You say you're at your family's house now. Is that what you said? Throw all their stuff out. Get rid of all their stuff so that you can re-rent the room. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Throw it out.
And later today,
just tell us what kind of meat this was?
It was summer sausage and beef sticks.
Beef sticks?
It's like a Slim Jim.
What is a Slim Jim?
A beef stick that you buy in convenience stores.
Too much information that I'm never going to use again.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Justin Everett and his girlfriend Melissa Mahoney claim former landlord Jeffrey Sunstaken owes for stolen belongings, hotel bills, and harassment. Jeffrey is countersuing for rent, harassment, and a false restraining order.
Okay, now let's get to your counterclaim. I have no case.
You're kidding me.
Ridiculous.
It's against the law.
Where are you living now?
At my family's house.
Okay. I have to explain my sense so that you know where I'm coming from. Somebody rents a room in their house or part of their property. They do so because they need the extra income. If the people that they rent to are normal and are acting like responsible tenants, they're happy. They get their money. Everything is fine because you really have to be. You're not psychotic, are you? You may like to have, you know, a beer once in a while, but you're not psychotic, are you? No.
No.
No. So he wouldn't put his, yes. He got nuts because you weren't paying your rent.
We tried to pay the rent.
Yeah, you gave
him. He would not accept our payment.
And no, I'm going to ask you
and
just one
question.
I'm just going to ask you just one question.
He threatened
Mr. Everett, pay attention to my mouth. One question. Did you, on the 1st of March, give Mr. S. $500 for rent? On the 2nd of March, did you give him $500 for rent? The answer is no. The 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, did you give him $500 a month in rent? The answer is no. A day later, you gave him half the rent. That wasn't your deal. Your deal was $500. You didn't have a deal?
No written deal.
Just a
no
second. Nothing. You told me 5 minutes ago, we'll play the tape back for you. You said you answered an ad on Craigslist. You sat down. What was the rent? You said to me it was $500 a month. I asked you, when did you move in? You told me January 20th. You told me that you gave him $180. He doesn't say you gave him $180. He says you gave him $500 on the 23rd, and that was to cover February.
And that's
you
false.
Still owed him for January. You have proof that you gave him $180? No. Then, instead of giving him on the 9th of March $250, because I believe him when he says that you put $50 in cash under a rock on his car and said to him, there's money for you. And he said, take your money. I don't want your money. That's on your machine. I don't want to hear it. Do you understand? I'm not interested in hearing it unless you tell me on March 1st and April 1st you gave him $500.
We tried to.
Just a second. You didn't try to. That's a lie. You did not try to give him $500 on March 1st.
On March 3rd, he's told us that we were evicted from there, this property.
All right, good. You get zero. Dippity-doo. He owes you nothing. Are you happy to have them gone?
I'd like that.
They're gone, aren't they?
Their stuff's still there, but they're gone.
Their stuff is still there?
Yeah.
What stuff is still there? If their stuff is still there, then they're there. What stuff is there?
There's still some things up there. It just happened, so I haven't got anything moved out.
You mean it just happened on May 1st?
Yeah.
That they left?
Yeah.
And you left. You said you moved out, and you're at your parents' house now, right?
That's what you say.
You say you're at your family's house now. Is that what you said? Throw all their stuff out. Get rid of all their stuff. Get rid of it all so that you can re-rent the room. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
They didn't pay you rent.
Really?
March, April, or May. They have no stuff that belongs to them in your house. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Perfect. Goodbye. We're done.
Oh, my God.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I really have nothing to say.
Well, I'm pleased. It sounded like she saw right through them.
I have nothing to say.
They're professional squatters.
No comments.
I won't make the mistake again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hagwood versus E. Million Bird. Step forward.
Rocky Hagwood is suing butcher shop owner Clayton E. Million Bird for stealing $700 worth of meat.
Mr. Hagwood, according to what I read, you purchased from the defendant and paid for $700 worth of some sort of meat. He was in the butcher business. And you were planning on going out of business?
Yes, ma'am.
You had purchased some mystery meat from him before?
Purchased.
And you said, well, I'll buy it. He gave you a very good buy on a whole bunch of it.
Right.
And it supposedly stays frozen for a long time.
Right.
Just tell us what kind of meat this was.
It was summer sausage and beef sticks.
Beef sticks?
Beef sticks.
And do you make that?
Yes, ma'am. It's like a Slim Jim.
What is a Slim Jim?
A beef stick that you buy in convenience stores, but we're not allowed to sell ours in a convenience store.
Why can't you sell yours at a convenience store?
According to USDA rules, there's certain state and government rules.
Because you have to slaughter it a certain way, and you have to be approved.
I have to buy the retail meat and have everything already USDA approved to process that meat and sell in my establishment.
All right, too much information that I'm never going to use again. You know, I don't mind absorbing information that I'm going to use, but this is not something that I'm ever going to use again.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You paid $700 for meat.
Yeah, and
you
want it back.
Just a second. How much meat did you take?
I would probably say...
How much? $100 worth? $50
worth? I would say probably $100 worth, maybe.
Well, how do I know?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Rocky Hedgewood is suing butcher shop owner Clayton E. Millionberg for stealing $700 worth of meat.
Okay, so you bought this meat on what day?
It was sometime in...
Don't tell me sometime.
It was in August.
And you asked him to hold the meat for you?
Yes, we were really good friends, Your Honor, at one time, and...
You asked him to hold the meat for you?
Yes, I did.
And when did you go and pick up the meat?
I occasionally went in there and picked up some now and then because I didn't have any place to
store it. Okay, so when you say you occasionally went in there to pick up some, between August and what did you occasionally go in there to pick up some?
Like in January, I went to pick some up, and he had
changed. Between August and January, did you pick any up?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm asking you, sir. Say, between August and October, how many times did you go to pick up meat at the butcher
shop? Probably about twice. Two, three times.
And it was frozen?
No, I gave some of it away at Christmas time to relatives.
Just a second. We're dealing with it October. Put your hand down. Christmas time, you gave early Christmas presents, or then you went back Christmas time. So between October and the end of December, how many times did you go in to the butcher shop?
I was there numerous times because I'd go in there and visit.
Numerous times. I'm just talking to take meat.
Probably about maybe twice, two, three times. That was it.
So, two, three times between August and September and October, and two or three times between October and December. So that's six times you went in to take meat.
No.
Listen, I'm not bothering with this case for more than another 30 seconds. You paid $700 for meat.
Yeah, and
you
I want went it
in
back.
Just a second. And you went in how many times to pick up meat? That's what you told
three.
Me. You said to me I would go in, and you gave Christmas presents away to whom?
To my family, and it wasn't that much, maybe about two people.
How much, just a second, how much meat, beef, do you have proof that you took out? You went in three times. You're suing him for $700. How much meat did you take? You have one piece of paper in front of you.
I would probably say, I have got some evidence here, though, that it come out.
I would probably say what? How much? $100 worth? $50
I would say probably $100 worth, maybe.
Well, how do I know? How do I know?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How am I supposed to figure out how much you took? In any event, he had sold the butcher shop, according to you, to somebody else, who was also a good friend who you went into.
And they both agreed and they to both let agreed. Me store it.
Who cares? I don't care. I can't tell how much you took. In any event, he didn't own the butcher shop when it closed. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you sell the butcher shop?
I did not actually get it sold to this gentleman. I had all of my lawyers pull up purchase agreements
when
and everything.
When did you leave the butcher shop?
I left it in August. The beginning of August. August 1st is whenever he took it over.
Okay. So between August and December, you were dealing with somebody else?
Correct.
You were dealing with somebody else who you say agreed to store your meat because he wasn't there after August.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mr. Hedgewood. We're done. You had no agreement with him.
No.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You got nothing to say good, don't say nothing.
I think Judge Judy's decision was very fair.
All he had to do is give me my meat back, and we wouldn't be here today.
He couldn't pick up his meat in a timely fashion.
Probably sold it, ate it, who knows?
I do not know. I think it might have just been disposed of.
Haven't talked to him since.
I'm just glad it's over.